From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Flight data indicates minutes before Egypt Air Flight 804 plunged into the Mediterranean Sea early Thursday, smoke alarms rang out in the plane's cabin. The Aviation Herald website, which covers the aviation industry, published data that shows smoke alarms in the bathroom ringing out not long before the plane crashed. The Aviation Herald reports that it received the information via the Aircraft Communications Addressing and Reporting System, which is used by airline operators to download flight data that showed that smoke was detected in the toilet at 2:26 a.m. local time. About a minute later, another alarm went off, signaling an avionics smoke alert. Then 2 minutes later, the last alert went out, signaling smoke or a fire near the electronics and equipment bay of the aircraft. Egyptian authorities are also investigating the smoke alerts. Baghdad woke Saturday to the early morning sounds of helicopters flying overhead, most of them heading in and out of the fortified international zone after protesters defied bullets and tear gas to storm the area. As they fled the gunfire and tear gas Friday afternoon, some carrying their injured friends across the bridge away from the IZ, the anti-government protesters vowed they would return, but with weapons. Many are followers of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, who, like many of the political leaders in Iraq, has his own armed militia known as the Peace Brigades. Sadr has come out in support of what he describes as the people's revolt against the government. This is VOA News.